Can you tell me your date of birth?
January 15th, 1917.
And how long have you lived in Titonka? Did you come here as a child or?
Oh, I lived in the Titonka. I was born in the Titonka area on the farm.
And then you've since moved to town now? Do you live in town or?
Yes, I live in town now.
Okay.
I was born south of town, and when I got married, we moved north of town, and I live in town. I've been in town now probably 5-6 years. Okay.
So is your husband, he was born and raised here in Titonka also?
Yes, but growing, he's not living anymore.
He's not, okay. Growing up, how many brothers and sisters did you have?
2 sisters and 4 brothers.
Did they all, most of them stay around the area, or they move?
They stayed in around the area.
What was the...
The furthest is Mason City now.
Oh, that's, they did stay pretty close then, didn't they?
Yeah.
Growing up, what was the main street like here in Titonka when you'd come to town?
About the same as it is now. I can remember when some of the stores, you know, had a fire and burnt down, and they had to they rebuilt. And
what stores were those?
Cleese stores. It was clothing and groceries and everything. You name it, and they had it.
And they rebuilt after they...
No.
Is that a big loss for the town that they...
I think it was for a while.
Do you remember the Indian Day celebration?
Oh, yes.
Was that a lot of fun? Or what?
Yes. Yes, we always had a lot of fun. You'd get so much money for, you know, used to be nickel rides, and boy, it's a different than it is now.
Did you have jobs that you did at home that you got an allowance for, or to get...
No.
No?
No, just whenever we went to town, we'd get so much money. Nickel for ice cream cone, and some buy something else, you know, if you wanted to. And
that was pretty good then, huh?
Yes.
You liked coming to town.
Yes. The Wednesdays and Saturday nights. That's what they used to do.
And the stores were open during the evening then?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because the farmers would all be busy during the day, and so then they'd have store hours for people to come to town on Wednesday nights and Saturday nights.
Now, did you go to school here?
Yes. I come to Titonka School. I rode the school bus, horse and covered wagon first couple of years. And then, of course, then they had the car, and then they had the bus. And I only got to go through the 9th grade. Because my mother got sick then. I was the oldest of 7 children, and I had to stay home and do the housework then and take care of the younger ones.
And how did you meet your husband?
At church. We went to the same church, Luther League parties. We lived 2.5 miles south of the church, and he lived 2 miles north of the church, but we met at the church. At the country church, so Emmanuel Lutheran.
What did you guys do for fun when you were dating? Did you court very long, or...?
We had Luther League parties, and we played games outside, like played tag and pull chairs. I don't know how, what...
Musical chairs?
Musical chairs, there you go. Something like that, yes. And then in the wintertime, when the weather was cold, we would go different places and had games of them, different kinds.
Did you come into the movies much, or...?
Yes, we did about once a week when they had them on Saturday nights.
Did they only have movies then Saturday nights? Was it only offered... Usually one time a week, or...?
Yes, at first, and then later on they had them twice a week.
And what was your first job?
Worked as a housekeeper for some friends of mine. They had a new baby, and I had to go and do housework. Regular housework, done work chores, went out and milked cows, fed chickens, gathered eggs. Every kind of job that had to be done on the farm, I was doing it.
So what did you like better? Did you like doing the outside chores or the inside chores?
Didn't make much difference.
Did you like them both?
Yeah.
Did you help do gardening at all? Or?
Yes, I helped with that too.
Do you still keep a garden? Or?
Well, now that I'm in town, I don't, but I always did have out in the country. I had a big, big garden.
Yeah, they're a lot of work.
Oh, yes.
And how many children did you have?
6 boys and 1 girl.
What was that like raising your children here in Titonka?
They was on the farm. Well, the boys all, they all had their jobs they had to do chores and that, and everything worked out good.
Did a lot of them stay around this area, or did they?
No, the only one in this area right now is Jim. The daughter's in Wisconsin, and one boy's in Maryland, and one's in Western Iowa, or 2 of them are in Western Iowa. And he's about 50 miles from here.
Do you miss not having the, because there was someone had said that they used to have a bowling alley and across the street?
Yes.
Stuff. And did you go when someone else said that Lawrence Welk would come here?
No, I never got to go to that when Lawrence Welk was here. I couldn't say I wasn't able. I just didn't get to get involved in that. But we went bowling once a week. Belonged to a bowling team. And
was there a lot of cafes in town or eating places?
No, just like there is now, too. We owned one for a couple of years on the west side of the street, but it's part of a store now, so.
Did you like that kind of business, or?
Yes, I liked it. Got to meet a lot of people. But when you work here in town and had your chores and had the country place too yet, it kept you busy.
Yeah. Did you ever think of not living in Titonka, or did you always know you were going to stay in Titonka?
I always planned, figured that would stay in Titonka because this is where I grew up, and I went to school here to ninth grade. And then my mother got sick and was in bed for 6 months. She had a nervous breakdown, and I was the oldest, and then I had to stay home and take care of the house and her and the younger brothers and sisters. So
now, what do you do? Do you have any hobbies now that you do, or what do you?
No, we go uptown for I go uptown for coffee in the morning, and like this afternoon, now we played cards and belong to that senior citizen card club, and we had card clubs before too, and for a while, a bunch of us that was always on the farm yet. That was before we moved to town, and we'd go to Interlake and to the dances until that burnt down, and then didn't go there anymore. They had senior citizens on Sunday afternoons at 3 o'clock, and we'd always there was a couple from Buffalo Center they wanted to go, and we got acquainted with, and we'd go 3 o'clock, and then which wouldn't make it so late at you could be home by 10 going, and you got through with the dance and you go and have supper or dinner, whatever you want to call it, and then we go home.
Are there any clubs that you belong to?
No.
Any community clubs?
Oh, just this here card club now in town, and that's about it right now.